This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. President Obama hired the first openly transgender White House staffer this week. This is the latest example of transgender people becoming increasingly visible in mainstream culture. Growing acceptance is bringing about changes in the medical and insurance realm. Health insurance companies are starting to cover gender reassignment surgeries. But challenges to getting procedures done still exist. Carolyn B. reports.
Andrew DeVita was raised as a girl in the suburbs of Philadelphia, but he started identifying as male at the beginning of college. Though he knew his body didn't match his true gender, he also felt surgery to align the two was out of reach.
Without insurance, I never thought that I was going to be able to afford it.
And the idea of insurance coverage for gender reassignment surgery seemed impossible back then.
It was such a different world, even 5 years ago. There weren't a lot of trans people in the media. They certainly weren't on the front covers of magazines. So to go from that environment to all of a sudden insurance covering these procedures, it was just very, very unthinkable. I, for years, just kind of like resigned myself to binding my chest for 18 hours a day straight.
DeVita started a new job 3 years ago and was surprised to find gender reassignment services were actually covered by his insurance. It wasn't until he had a surgery date on the calendar that it finally sunk in that this was really happening for him.
I was on SEPTA and I like started tearing up. It was really embarrassing.
In January, DeVita had his breasts removed and his chest reconstructed to look more masculine. He paid about $1,500 out of pocket for a surgery that would have cost him five times that much without insurance. He's now a lot more at ease with his appearance.
I don't feel anxious. I don't feel embarrassed. I don't feel uncomfortable. It's sort of like when you put on clothes that finally fit, you don't notice all the ways that they're uncomfortable. You just go about your life and you don't notice a thing because it's just you.
Chest procedures like DeVita's and more expensive genital surgeries have historically not been covered by insurance, but that's slowly changing. Harper Jean Tobin is director of policy at the National Center for Transgender Equality.
It varies a great deal across the country and across different types of insurance, but the overall trend is undoubtedly in the direction away from blanket exclusions and towards covering treatment for gender dysphoria based on individual medical need.
Today, Medicaid programs in six states and Washington, D.C. cover gender reassignment surgeries, hormones, and related health care. 11 states and D.C. require private insurance plans to do the same. And more companies outside of those states are starting to do it voluntarily.
But because of this long history of blanket exclusions in insurance, there still are additional difficulties.
It's sometimes hard for patients to prove that their procedures are medically necessary. That's the standard that must be met for insurance coverage. And many surgeons who specialize in gender reassignment procedures historically haven't taken insurance.
This area of healthcare, treating gender dysphoria, has historically been just cut out of the ordinary system of healthcare and insurance coverage. And eliminating those long-standing but completely arbitrary exclusions turns out to be a very complicated process.
Even as insurers and doctors start ironing out disagreements over reimbursement rates and standards of care, another key barrier remains for transgender people seeking surgery. There simply aren't very many doctors qualified to perform these procedures, and wait lists can be long. Mount Sinai Health System's head of LGBT programs, Dr. Barbara Warren, remembers back in March when New York State's Medicaid program started covering transgender procedures.
And the day the announcement came out, I got a lot of phone calls from many folks who had Medicaid coverage who said to me, oh, at long last, I can get my surgery. Where do I sign up?
But there aren't any surgeons in New York City who perform genital or bottom surgeries.
And so I had to tell people who were very disappointed, you know, we're working on it, we're working on it.
Mount Sinai is recruiting a gender reassignment surgeon, both to do surgeries now and to prepare for what's expected to be an increasing demand in the future.
We want to be able to train the next generation of healthcare providers. So being able to create a fellowship for example, in this kind of surgery to be able to train medical students. We really have to begin to make this part of the medical curriculum, and we have to have a program that is sustainable.
Today, there aren't any training programs for transgender surgery, so doctors have to shadow members of the small cadre of practicing surgeons to learn on their own. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.